everybody. Hey, what are you doing? You like this show? You dig what we're doing here? You like it? Well, how about you contribute a little bit to it? We're not begging, but it'd be awesome if you did. Go to patreon.com/frogpants. Patreon.com/frogpants. And even, you know, a dollar, even half a dollar a month, per month. Amazing what that would do. If everybody would do that, I could just, the things I could do with the show. Anyway, go check them out or do it. Be there. Have it. Get in. Patreon.com/frogpants. This is the Boop Show. Some gaming news you can use for June 12th, 2015. I'm Scott Johnson. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Okay, look at this. It's a day late, but not a dollar short. My name is Scott, and I'm here, and I'm ready to do it, and I'll explain later why today's show is on a Friday. You'll appreciate it, because Monday's going to be weird. We'll get to that in a minute. However, it's more important to mention to you that I've kind of got a weird thing happening. I don't know what's going on with me, but right now I prefer playing Sleeping Dogs over almost everything else I'm playing, with the exception of Heroes. That still happens on the regular. I'm loving The Witcher, but something happened. I bought that Sleeping Dogs on sale for $7.50, and now I'm just really into it again. I really like the story in that, and I really like the way it plays. And it scratches my GTA itch in a way even GTA doesn't scratch. So I'm not done with everything else. It's all just kind of sitting there. Plus, I picked a terrible time to do it because the Steam sale is going. I'm always a big fan on the Steam summer sale. I picked up Grey Goo for $20, $19.99. It's normally $49. That seemed like a thing to try since everyone told me it was great. I just didn't, you know, I wasn't in the mood to spend $50 on an RTS in 2015. But I am willing to spend $20. And I got like two missions into the single player. I really dig it. The campaign's really where it's at for stuff like that for me. I'm not really looking for competitive multiplayer in that game. So, giving that a try. Giving that a swing. I haven't had a ton of time with it yet. Oh, and $4.99 for Grimrock 2. Legend of Grimrock 2. I really liked Grimrock 1. Or I guess it was Legend of Grimrock. Just the Legend of Grimrock. But yeah, 2 seems good. I fired it up. Haven't gotten very far. Once again, proves that I'm terrible with puzzles, but I like an old school RPG, so I'm all up in that. But yeah, Steam sale on and happening, but just end up playing Sleeping Dogs. What's going on? Why am I so intrigued by the criminal underbelly of Hong Kong? What's up with that? What's going on? Google is launching something. Kind of a big deal. And if I have a nasally voice today, I apologize. There's something in the air. I've been sneezing constantly. There was a rainstorm, and now I can't stop sneezing. I don't know what happened there. Anyway, Google launched a big deal. This is a big deal, or they're launching it. They're launching something called YouTube Gaming. Which, by the way, they don't own the URL for. Someone else has YouTubeGaming.com. But it is a built-for-gamers attack on Twitch, I suppose. This was long rumored and looks like it's true now. They're officially taking on Twitch. And it's an app, and it's a service, and it's all the stuff I guess you want, including like tablet apps, like Android and iOS apps that will let you stream gameplay from those devices. It is separate and not part of YouTube, other than I'm sure there's a lot of shared resources here, but it's its own thing, its own entity. I mean, look at it like you would Justin TV versus Twitch. Remember how they were the same company and then Twitch kind of severed all ties and did their own thing? It's a bit like that, except YouTube is still doing great, not going anywhere. So, Yeah, this is this represents, regardless of what you may think of it, this represents a huge threat. If they can at least match, if not improve, quality, connectivity, ease of use, platform availability, all those sorts of things, which seems like could be something Google should easily do. But they're positioning it as a separate experience from the rest of YouTube. I'm going to assume a few things here. Probably going to archive to YouTube, though, things like that. They say this, quote, "You can search with confidence knowing that if you type call, it will show you Call of Duty and maybe not Call Me Maybe." more than 25,000 games will reportedly have their own landing pages for related videos in addition to channels from gaming companies and YouTube content creators. Could be really interesting to see how this goes. And also, I wonder what the ad model will be. Will it be any different? They're supposedly going to offer, this is rumor because they didn't confirm, but 60 frame per second live video would make sense since they just launched that with 60 frame per second playback in YouTube. So there you go. They're promising, quote, "an improved live experience that makes it simpler to broadcast your gameplay to YouTube." How many of you regular Twitch streamers are going to jump the ship? I mean, to me, it just completely depends on the experience. I cannot stand Google Hangouts. I don't like live YouTube at all. It's bad. It's crummy quality and looks like poopy pants. I don't like it. But if this is something where they're really going to focus in on the things that matter most to gamers, this could be really interesting. They certainly have the money and the infrastructure to do the back end. The question is how friendly is this going to be up front? How tied into my Google Plus bullshit is this going to be? Because I don't want all that. That's going to be fascinating, though. Really, the only competitor to Twitch at this point, right? Who else is doing this? Is there some other? There's got to be some other service that's trying and failing to match what Twitch is doing. Seems like YouTube has the muscle. So watch for it. YouTube Gaming. YouTube Gaming on Twitter is already an account you can follow and kind of get progress. Not going to happen until summer. You can't just jump in and try it now. It's summer. I'm assuming some people will have some early access. They'll probably do some sort of weird closed beta. There's special YouTubers that get accounts or something like that. But wide release in the UK and the US sometime this summer. Oculus Rift had their big Rift announcement thing, get together, deal, pre-E3 announcement thingy, keynote, deal. And it included a lot of things. They had some gaming company stuff, and they talked about who their partners are, and they showed a few things off, which is very hard to see. I don't know. Showing off games for VR only really works if you're the guy with the headset on. Unfortunately, very hard to show this stuff. Because all they can really do is say, well, here's a screen of two screens that are kind of warped. This is kind of what his eyeballs see. But that it never works as a demo. Like, who knew? You never thought about this before. But VR as a thing to demo is hard to do unless you've got the helmet on. But you can't get into a crowd of 500 people in a room and say, all right, everybody, imagine what this is like. They can't do it. Anyway, bunch of specs are finalized. I'm not going to get into all the hardware details because who cares? This is more about gaming on the show anyway. However, they announced that it will include an Xbox One controller and will stream games to the Rift from the Xbox One, aka this is Microsoft's plan for VR. They're not doing their own thing, it turns out, or at least this is, this may not be their only plans. And I don't know how this agrees with, disagrees with, or conflicts with, or whatever, with their other thing, their other initiative, HoloLens. But anyway, they got in this press conference and said, hey, Xbox One controller going to come with every VR headset and a wireless adapter for connecting to your PC. A little dongle there. They may offer alternate controllers, but it appears right now the Xbox One controller will be the standard for now. Xbox boss Phil Spencer got up on stage as well to explain the Rift will offer native support for Windows 10. Says that they're going to make that as easy as possible to work with Windows and the Rift. I actually think this is all really good news. It may seem to some like, oh, geez, Oculus, why don't you get creative and make your own controller? I don't know. I feel like gamers are going to be happy to have something familiar in their hand because the Xbox One controller is essentially the Xbox 360 controller, which is essentially one of the best controllers ever made and already a mainstay on PCs. So I don't have a problem with this. I think this will be fine. I'm still not well, I don't know. You know, Vive, yeah, it's going to get weird. I'm telling you, hardware wars, man. They're coming fast, and we're all screwed. Witcher 3 has sold 4 million copies in 2 weeks. That's 4 million copies in 2 weeks' time. Jeez. It's insane. The celebrated open world RPG, which I'm playing, but I'm currently trying to... I'm currently driving a little tiny car around Hong Kong for some reason. But anyway, 4 million copies. Think of that. That's insane. Sounds impressive, right? But I don't know. They say they have other internal projections for the game. They didn't say. It's unclear how many of those they really wanted to sell, but I think 4 million is pretty good. Witcher 2 Assassins of Kings sold pretty well. Combined with the original game, that game did about 5 million units as of October 2013. So clearly less over time. Well, what am I trying to say? More... Witcher 3 sold more in 4 weeks than it took Witcher 2 and 1 to sell over the lifetime of their existence. If that makes sense. Or not quite. It may reach that, but anyway. Good for them. Game's great. It's really good. You should play it. Are you not playing it? What are you doing? You can now play PlayStation games without owning a Sony device. This is weird. I think this is weird. I'm just going to come out and say it. They announced this bringing their Now service to select Samsung smart televisions, and that starts today. Only in the United States and Canada, currently. May go other places, who knows. What's in the air? Maybe I'm allergic to saying Canada. Canada. The service will allow hundreds of PlayStation 3 games, it says, and they'll be streamed directly to compatible smart TVs made by Samsung, and they will not require consoles or downloads. Games will need a PlayStation 4 controller, which is not included with the TV or the subscription. So you got to go get that on your own. One would assume it'll either plug into these TVs via USB and a charger cable or wireless. These TVs have Bluetooth, right? You'd think they would. So yeah, same subscription costs, all that stuff remains the same. But if you want to stream games directly to your TV and have that happen there. Apparently, you don't need fancy hardware. You just need what they're referring to as a smart TV. Ratchet and Clank. You know that? That's a thing. That's a venerable franchise. Speaking of Sony. Well, their ex-developers, next game is a VR exclusive. And this was all during the Oculus event as well. The VR E3 pre-event thing. And developer Insomniac Games announced Edge of Nowhere. The game is due out in 2016. And will be exclusive to the Oculus Rift, will not be on the Vive. Ted Price, who is the CEO of said company, that is to say Insomniac, appeared on stage and talked about the game. I watched part of this. He says Edge of Nowhere was built from the ground up for VR and not converted from something else. So that's good. We don't know much else about it, but that's a big deal. That's a big developer making a big game in a big world. Nintendo 3DS, oh, my voice. The Nintendo 3DS has sold 15 million units, I guess you'd call them. 15 million copies of itself. 15 million 3DSs were sold in the US and 52 million worldwide. That's pretty impressive numbers considering the mobile world we live in now. Here's a quote. Software sells hardware. Has been Nintendo's mantra for nearly 30 years, and when you consistently make fun, unique, exclusive games featuring the likes of Mario, Link, Donkey Kong, and Pokemon, you can sell a lot of hardware, Nintendo said in a statement. That puts it on par, let's see. Here are the other platforms that Nintendo's made that have reached that milestone. I'm going to find this here. The NES, the Super NES, the N64, the Game Boy Advance, the Nintendo DS, and the Wii. All of those did those kind of numbers. I think those are good numbers. I don't know. Are these good? Worldwide, 3DS has sold more than 52 million systems, which I guess we talked about that before. They didn't have European Japanese numbers, though, individually, only the combined number. Anyway, they're nonetheless, or one would expect, excited about their portable business. Because why not, dude? They're actually kind of killing it. The actual Ratchet & Clank, the new one, not made by Insomniac, but by whoever Sony has making it now, runs at 1080p, 30 frames per second, and is about 10 to 12 hours long. Man, my voice is leaving. Our goal was to match or exceed the fidelity of CG animated movies, said head developer of the game. When we started, we realized that was actually possible with the PlayStation 4. Pretty exciting, except for the frame rate. Well, whatever. I think the movies are all in 24 frames, right? Actually, I don't know how that goes. How do you do it? Are Pixar movies? Yeah, they keep them at 24. They don't go to 60, do they? Or 48 or whatever the next step is in film. Anyway, I don't know if I want another Ratchet and Clank, to be honest, but if it looks that good, then maybe I'll turn around on that. That'd be fine. Thanks to fans, you can fly through World of Warcraft's new areas in Warlords of Draenor, but you have to earn it. A bunch of stuff you have to grind out and do and collect before you can fly. This is mostly in response to a bit of a freak out in the community, so they came up with a compromise. If you want all the gritty nitty details, nitty gritty is the order. Tune into theinstance.net, where on The Instance we talked about it at length this morning. So that episode is up and worth checking out. Very first part of the show is where we go over that. So I'm not going to bore you all with it here, especially those who listen to both shows. So go check it out. Witcher 3's Gwent, you know Gwent, the little card game you can play in the game, can now be played outside the game. And it's a mod for Tabletop Simulator. This is that PC game. It's on Steam. I have it. I've never used it. Maybe I will now. It offers two-player Gwent. There's no AI. It's got to be two of you. And it's on the Steam Workshop, so you just install that thing. It's a fan project. I mean, CD Projekt had nothing to do with it, obviously, right? But it's pretty cool. And I think people should check it out. I mean, I don't play Gwent in the game because it kind of annoys me. I never did this in, what was it, Liar's Dice in Red Dead Redemption? I didn't do that either. I'm not into... For some reason, fully fleshed out card games or board games in another otherwise big, huge game. I don't know why that annoys me. Is that weird that that annoys me? I find that bothersome. So I don't mess with it. I don't do it. Anyway, go get that. I guess you can play that now. Kickstarter scammers, beware. The FTC is now taking legal action against the misuse of funds. This applies to U.S.-based campaigns, of course. The Federal Trade Commission, that's what the FTC stands for, decided to take action on a few of these cases. In 2012, there's a Kickstarter for a board game called The Doom that came to Atlantic City. And it succeeded. It raised over $120,000. Way more than its $35,000 goal. The creator of the game ended up using the money on personal expenses rather than making the game at all. And after 14 months, he abruptly canceled the project and did not fulfill any of the rewards for backers. Yeesh, I remember this. So the FTC decided that this violated the law and filed a complaint with the federal court. And there's a bunch of stuff coming down. I wonder why it's taken this long for something like this to happen. I know the law moves slowly, but yeah, if you're out there to scam us, and I don't know his full story, like maybe he had reasons to spend it on personal stuff. I mean, I'm sure it wasn't all gumdrops and chicken. He may have had cancer or something. I don't know. Actually, I don't know. I have no idea. But yeah, legislation makes sense, I suppose, or at the very least, it makes sense that it's on its way. So take that, everyone. Finally, a guy, this is crazy. A guy spent $50,000, right? Let that sink in, to build an Elder Scrolls themed basement. I mean, we all have to renovate something once in a while, right? Replace a stovetop or, I don't know, paint your garage again or whatever. Well, this guy went a little further. This DC Comics artist, Tyler Kirkham, by the way. So it's not just anybody, somebody with an interesting career. He spent $50,000 to convert the basement in his Kaysville, Utah home. Oh, look at that guy up the road. Well, sort of. He's like about, I don't know, 45 minutes away from me or something. Into a 1,500 square foot tribute to the fantasy series. The basement contains the following: a secret door activated by pulling a book from a bookcase, medieval-style sparring area, crossbows, distressed stone walls, various helmets and horns, a bathroom with its own waterfall and rock face covered in ivy, and a $20,000 home cinema for playing Skyrim, probably. So it looks like most of the money was spent on the theater. But there are pictures of this. You should Google it. It's insane. And that guy might be the coolest dude ever. Or the weirdest guy I've ever met. All right. It's time for your emails and calls. Let's get straight to them. Let's not dilly-dally around. If you want to leave a call here, you can. 801-471-0462. 801-471-0462. Or you can leave a email and or attachment at boopshow@gmail.com. Let's start with calls, and this one about females and heroes.
Hey, Scott. It's me from Northern Illinois again. First off, just wanted to say thanks for always taking my calls and questions. But, you know, you're so great, and I really appreciate you taking the time. And
oh, man, this guy's so nice. I'm tearing up over here.
I'm just super proud to be a patron of your network. Your all your shows are just quality. They're great. I love them. Make my community awesome. So thank you so much.
Jeez, that's nice. I just need to pause here and tell him how much that means. Thank you. For real. I'm not being sarcastic. That means a lot to me to hear that. So thanks. All right, here's the rest.
For being a part of that. And that's awesome. Quick question, or not a question, but just wanted to say something I noticed lately is in Heroes, my favorite characters are Lili, Johanna, Fala, Jaina, Uther, Nazebo. And what I noticed is that most of them are female characters. I've never, in any RPGs or anything like that, have made a female character. They've always been male, somewhat resembling me, maybe. But it was just something that happened without even meaning to happen. And it's been really cool to get that other side and that perspective and things. And it's just been something really cool. Even in the new season in Diablo, I made a female demon hunter and a female crusader. And it's just been really cool to play something different. So well done, Blizzard. I love the equality, and it's just really great to see. And wondering if you kind of felt that same way, or you know, just your thoughts on that. So love the shows. You're the best.
All right, Nate. Again, thanks for the kind words. I have not only noticed this, but I'm in the same boat as you. So when I play games, in particular like MMOs, I don't play female characters. I never make those. It's always a dude. And if I'm given the choice in another game, traditionally, if it's a choice between a male or a female character, I almost always go male. I don't know why, I just do. I wonder, I have a theory now, and I don't know, I don't have any real proof of this, but I wonder if in the past, video games in the past, if female characters or just their representation on screen has been less than great, like either just haphazardly thrown in there or focused way too much on them being all hot with a nice butt or something or whatever. I wonder if that stuff has sort of turned me off from it, made me go, eh, whatever. It seems a little shallow to me, maybe. And I then go, you know, make a big a hulking dude. Because there's definitely been a shift for me as well in these games. My characters, my favorite characters in Heroes of the Storm, with the exception of Thrall, are all females as well. And I was surprised by that. Like, I am thrilled to play a female character in that game. Because what's happening there, and I think in you know, Diablo, you could make the same argument, although they're pretty much equal between the two genders when you choose a race, or a class, rather. But in Heroes and in MOBAs generally, I think what we're seeing lately is not just, hey, these are positive female characters that aren't just skimpily dressed for, you know, some dude's jollies, right? That there are actually some meat to them. There's some, I don't mean meat to them, their bodies. I mean, like, there's, you know, there's substance to them. That's maybe part of it, but I think the bigger part is they've actually made them really fun. They're not skimping. It's not like, oh, we better make sure to get our requisite 50% of girl characters in here so everyone doesn't get mad at us. Actually, they seem like they're really not caring about that, or they're past all that, and they're just focused on making really fun mechanics and characters do really cool things. Now, could they have made a male crusader instead of Johanna? And I don't remember his name in the story, but could they have made him and given him all the same abilities? Absolutely sure. Of course they could have. But, you know, they're just, it seems like they're just focused on the gameplay and the stuff surrounding, you know, on the outside, the surface stuff, shifts back and forth. But yeah, I'm definitely feeling that too. You're not alone. I wonder if other players are too, if it's just us. You and I could be alone in this.
Hey, Scott, you mentioned Witcher 3 being the best RPG of 2015, but considering what was just announced today, I would like to point out that Fallout Dang 4 is going to be the greatest game ever dang made. Fall Dang Out Dang 4. Fallout Dang 4. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
What is Fallout Dang 4? The dang part is throwing me for a loop there, buddy. Yeah, but that game's not out yet. I have high expectations, and we don't know for sure if it's 2015. We may find out Monday that it is. But as of right now, as of this recording, we have no idea when that game's coming out. So two things that you're saying aren't here yet. One, the game's not here to evaluate as to its quality and it being 2015's best RPG of the year. And number two, not only is it not out, we don't know when it's coming out. It may not even be this year. So when you're saying, oh, what's the 2015 one's going to be this? Well, it's not. We don't even know if this is the year it's coming out. I mean, I really hope it is, and I predict it will be, but we don't know. They didn't say. So I know you're excited, man. So am I. But calm down. We got an email from a dude. Is this a dude? Yeah, it's a dude. His name is Zach. He says, hey, Scott, my name is Zach from the wild west of Canada, Calgary, Alberta. I guess that's on the west side. Was wondering, since the recent explosion that is esports, do you think that there has been or ever will be any problems with substance abuse among the competitors? For example, if a player is using Adderall or Ritalin to gain focus, then they do not actually have, when they do not actually have ADD. Would love to hear your input. Love the show. Boop. P.S. Would love to play Heroes with you sometime. Hey, I would too. Yeah, I'm sure there is. I'm sure this has happened. Of course there has. These StarCraft guys, aren't there even cases of this? But I don't know what the rules are. Like, do they have governing rules that people can violate and get in trouble and kicked out for? I don't know. I don't know enough about this topic, obviously, because I'm not giving very much good information here. But if it isn't happening, it will happen. Those things do enhance your performance. As much as, you know, steroids or whatever would for muscular whatever in an actual, you know, sport, physical sport. But when it comes to this, whatever can sharpen your mind, I think is considered that. Now, maybe they'll just let it go and everybody can do it and everyone's open to try. Or they'll try to regulate it and then people try to get around it. So I don't know. Yeah, that stuff never goes away. Performance-enhancing drugs, a part of competition, period. And it's basically cheating. If the rules say you can't use it, if the rules say go for it, then that's not cheating. Then everyone can do it, right? But I don't think that's healthy either. Just on a personal note, like how healthy can it be to hype yourself up on Adderall every time you play? It seems like on the whole, that's not the prescribed use of that drug. My humblest of opinions. All right. Man, was I wrong. I know that's not unusual, but so many girls and ladies emailed me and said they listened to the show. I had asked. I said, hey, how many females out there listen to the show? And I thought we'd get one or two trickle in. Oh, my gosh. Emails exploded this week with just that. Just people saying, well, things like this.
Hi, Scott. This is Stacy calling for the Boop Show. I'm a police cops in Montana. I'm also a lady and a gamer. I've got over 600 hours into Skyrim, and right now I'm playing Witcher 3. In my opinion, Boop is the best gaming podcast out there, although I do hope the ladies of Leet return someday. And yes, I do notice when you skip Thursdays. Boop.
Ha! I didn't skip, though. I just postponed. Montana police officer, dude. Ooh. That sounds badass. Like, you're going to just arrest the crap out of me. good. See? There's one. There's one right there. And I got a ton more this week. So thank you for your feedback. No one, you guys don't need to send any more about how you listen. I was wrong. You were right. All right, a quick note before we call it quits and I play some music here. Something I wanted to mention before I forgot. Me and Patrick Beja and I will be simul-streaming / commenting over the top of all of the E3 proceedings on Monday, or as much as we can squeeze in. So it's going to be on my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/frogpants_Scott. He'll likely simulcast that on his Twitch stream, probably record a bunch of it. And that's why I'm telling you this now, because not only are we going to be doing that for all of the conferences that we can muster, but I'm going to record as much of it as I can, or if it turns out to be totally uninteresting or something, and then maybe we won't do it. But my plan right now is to record a bunch of it and put it up on the feed in lieu of a show Monday, because that'll be our way of breaking down what we heard. Otherwise, I don't know if I can do both. So that's the plan. His show, Pixels, and my show, Boop, coming together to create either Poop or Bixels. We're not sure which sounds better. Anyway, more details, just follow me on Twitter, at Scott Johnson. I'll be talking about it as we get closer to Monday. I've got a procedure that morning that I have to do, but I should be back in time for the first conference. And I don't know what it's going to do to the morning stream. Anyway, a lot of unknowns, but just know that that's our plan. If you want to watch it live, again, twitch.tv/live. Likely that will be where we'll have the chat room and everybody hanging out and chatting it up. Okay. I guess that's it for that. Was there anything else I had to say? No. All right, let's get out of here. Frogpants.com/boop is the website. Boopshow@gmail.com is the email address. Call us 801-471-0462. You can also leave us a tweet at Boop Show, or Scott Johnson, or both. Do both, okay? Just do both. Our music is brought to you by the Schnauzer Radio Orchestra. Big thanks to him. Rob over there. And support for the show comes to us at patreon.com/frogpants. Please contribute if you can. And those who have, thank you. It means a great deal to me that you do that. We're going to leave you now with a song. I found the great remix of Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time, A Stormy Affair, it's called. Again, off of ocremix.org. Really the best place to get your remixes. And all their stuff is on YouTube as well. This is a pretty cool song, and I thought you'd like it. So I'm going to play it for you. Okay. I'll see you guys Monday for that weird E3 thing we're going to try to do. And hopefully a normal show that following Thursday when the aftermath of E3 has settled in. You guys are amazing. Thanks so much for your time, your help. And we'll talk to you next week. Bye now. This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.